I think each family is going to have to make a risk assessment about what the risk and benefit of what we all feel is such an important tradition. I have three adult daughters who live in three separate parts of the country, and they do not want to put their dad at risk. My wife and I are going to have dinner together, a quiet dinner. We're going to get on Zoom, and we're going to talk and smile and laugh and drink and eat with our children.
Anthony Fauci, of course, talking there about Thanksgiving plans. A lot of officials concerned about what's going to happen with Thanksgiving as people from varying households gather together, share air, share food, drink, talk, yell, laugh, spread, maybe, if they happen to be contagious and don't even realize it. That's the point he was talking about. We are seeing cases go up in the United States. I have told you about this, although a lot of that rise has been in places that never saw a first wave. But now, just in the last couple of days, we have seen an increase here in the Pensacola area. It is concerning enough that my following guest has actually declared now another, again, state of emergency. Grover Robinson, he is the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. You made this decision yesterday to reinstate a state of emergency, right?
Correct, Andrew. I mean, we've said this way back in early September that, you know, we were gonna go with the parameters. We're gonna go based on hospitalization numbers for our community, not for somewhere else or events happening elsewhere. But again, when we get below 50, we'll look at easing. We get above 75, we clamp down. We've been saying this for a while, that this is going to be something we're going to have to learn to live with, and this is going to be that constant ebb and flow of working with it. Now is the time we've got to clamp down. We had the single largest increase in hospitalization since early July. We had 17 hospitalizations yesterday. That put us up to 78, which is above 75. As soon as that happens, we moved into place to sign the document and get everything going. It was a little bit confusing yesterday with today being a holiday, but I mean, it's the way it falls. We're going to move when we get the information.
Absolutely. And I saw that number, and, you know, I get the daily numbers every day, and I saw that, and my response was profanity, because we've been doing relatively well. They've been ticked up just a little bit recently. You know, they had been at a low of about, 35, I think, was the low about a month and a half ago. And then it's been 40s, and then it's been 50s, and then it was low 60s, and it went from 61 to 78 in a day. And I'm like, oh, no. This is bad. Because that's the one number that we can look at as telling us something right now, is that many people are seriously ill right now.
Exactly. I think it's the most important number. If people get cases and they don't go to the hospital, that's not really a concern. If the virus gets less viral, then that's a good thing for all of us. The most important issue that we want to do is make sure that our hospitals don't get stressed to where they cannot provide medical attention. So even at 75, that's not putting them under that stress. But the deal is, we are seeing an increase. We don't want to get to that point. So right now, you know, all your listeners out there, we really need to clamp down back again with good habits. It's just us taking personal responsibility, getting good habits, and staying with those habits. That's the only thing we really can do at this particular time. So we urge, this is our whole point, is that we realize in a long situation, it's hard to stay with people all the time, which is why we made the decision, or at least I made the decision. What I'd like to see happen is us be able to work this up and down. And when we tell you it's time to get serious, that's the time to get serious. If we relax it, we can relax it, and we'll get back to that point. But right now, it's a serious time. We're at 78 hospitalizations, and it's time for us to get serious about our practices, mask wearing, hand washing, social distancing, all of that. Is going to be important at this particular time.
Now, I did talk to a Baptist yesterday briefly and asked them. I said, "Are you guys moving into yellow?" And I was told they're not. That they are within, you know, they are within the acceptable range, still within the green range. And of course, what we're concerned about here is the trend. And I've seen that with the beds, ventilators, you know, all of this stuff. We're still, you know, we're okay. I mean, 78 is not the end of the world. But what you're concerned about is where we're going and what to do now. So what does this mean? Go ahead.
Well, Andrew, I would say the challenge with that, and I totally agree. I mean, the first thing I said is 78 is still they're able to handle all of that. The problem with tracking hospitalizations is you're essentially 2 weeks behind.
Right.
So you're tracking the number that you're a little bit behind on because of the way it works. It takes about a week to figure out whether people have the virus, and if they have the virus, it takes about another week for it to become a point where they have to go into the hospital. Like we said before, not all fatalities have happened in hospitals. I'm not saying that all of them have, but I'm saying the large percentage of them have. And if we can keep people from going to the hospital, that's obviously saving people. And it's keeping our not only just dealing with COVID, it is keeping our hospitals open so that they can serve all the other functions that happen, whether you have cancer, heart issues, diabetes, whatever it is that your ailment may be. If our scarce resources are being taken up by COVID, you can't get in there to get the medical attention that you need.
Right. Yeah, no, you're exactly right, and they are a laggy indicator, and so you know you have to take action when you think there's a trend that we're in the middle of, and it certainly looks like we are, and you know I understand that as well. And by the way, it comes on the same day yesterday, unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, the CDC updated their guidance, and they're now affirming the value to the wearer of being protected by a mask, not just to the other people of being protected from me in wearing them, among all the other measures that we're supposed to do: washing hands, keeping social distance, staying outside, avoiding large crowds, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Mayor, one quick follow-up on all of that to make sure people are super clear. The mask mandate never went away because city council never voted to eliminate it. So as a practical matter, nothing has changed. Is that right?
Correct. As far as the mask mandate, that's correct. I mean, I think the issue is what we're trying to tell you is now is the time to be serious fact about it again. That's the whole reason we wanted something. We knew this was going to happen. Even if you have the mask mandate, people are going to tire at some point. This is my explanation to council back in September, is that the worst thing possible is for us to experience an increase and then have nothing to do, which is sort of where we were, which is why in October I said, hey, I'd like to at least have the ability to declare the state of emergency, get people organized around it, say, we got to get serious. Because masks do work. I mean, they clearly showed in July that they helped bring our stuff down. And I get it. We all get lax, and when there's no threat, it's like I said before. If there's no storm in the Gulf of Mexico, we're probably not thinking about hurricanes and what's going on. One gets in the Gulf, we start going and getting right. water and gasoline and thinking about that. That's the way we want you to think about this. Is there'll be times when it's lax, and there'll be times when we need to get serious. Right now, as far as COVID is concerned, we have a storm in the Gulf, and that's what we want you to be. We want you to be taking every bit of the precautions you have.
Very good.
We'd like to see this storm become nothing more than a tropical COVID storm. We don't want it to become a hurricane. So, I mean, we actually control that. And if all of your listeners out there and everybody else get serious about their protocols and what they do and wearing their masks, social distancing, washing hands, and not shaking hands, it's going to make a difference.
And I like your analysis of saying, you know, unlike a tropical system, we actually do have an ability to affect this. As you well know, the Three-Mile Bridge replacement and, you know, the construction and Sally and all that had an additional casualty, which we heard about from the county commission meeting this last week, and that's the fishing bridge. That the old bridge that had been converted into the fishing pier has been closed for a while as a favor we did to Skanska to let them operate there. They wanted to tear it down originally, and we said, no, you're going to have to keep that. Well, now the barge has destroyed that bridge. It cannot be repaired. It's going to have to be replaced. The county's saying $15 million. What is your expectation that the county will do once, assuming that they get paid by Skanska for the $15 million or something like it?
I sent a letter to the commission saying, and I think you probably heard Commissioner Berry reference that, saying, listen, we understand that this whole thing's been totaled. And y'all may have other plans for what you want to do. That's great. I said, we at a minimum want a fishing amenity that gets people to be able to do the same things they did before, be able to get them to the depth of water that they need to get to have that. It doesn't have to be a drive-on bridge, but we think it needs to be a fishing amenity. So many people in our community use that, some for recreation, some for sustenance. Either way, it's an important part of our community, and we think something needs to be there. Yesterday, I met with Skanska. Our team was meeting with them. We were mainly talking about getting barges off and any destruction done to Project Green Shores, that it will be repaired by Skanska. But in that meeting, I told them that it's not my asset, but it is my amenity, is that fishing pier, one way or the other, and we want something to be there. And I stressed to them the same position that I have with the county, that we expect there to be some type of a fishing feature there. because it is important to our citizens, and not only our citizens, but citizens of Escambia County and the whole greater Pensacola Bay area.
Absolutely. And we certainly, we expect that. And, you know, hey, if we can build something cheaper because we're not building it for cars, but building it for people, maybe we can save money, acquire an additional amenity of some sort, and maybe be ahead. Anything else from that meeting yesterday with Skanska that you want to tell people about?
That was pretty much it. I mean, we did ask them about the condition of the bridge. They did say that they are absolutely on track for a March 30th completion. Now, I kind of said I originally thought it was March 15th, but for whatever reason between they and FDOT, they said absolutely they're still on there. In fact, there are some things that they could be ahead of schedule, but obviously, like even having to shut down for ADA, those are things they can't control. So they are making good work with demo. They've gotten all the casting done, all of that's done. So when they're ready to get back to work and start actually putting stuff back up, which should be starting here very soon, they expect to be able to move at a timely pace and be having the bridge up and ready to operate in March. That much they committed to me.
Well, as long as we don't start wiggling that deadline, I mean, that's still a terrible result, but it is better than the one that a lot of us kind of fear may come to pass. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola, Mr. Mayor, always appreciate the time. Thank you for the information, and we'll talk to you again soon. And by the way,
Andrew, thank you very much. And please, all of your listeners, we are kind of in that point. Like I said before, we have the potential to turn the tide at this point. So all of us, if we could take it, it's just personal responsibility. We're at a critical point now. We'd love to get back under 50. That's our goal. That's what we need to be shooting for. And if we do work together as a community, we can achieve that. But we need everybody involved in this.